America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Arch joins us at 11:40 on Wednesdays every single week. Arch, how are you?
What up, Dave?
Good to be with you, boys. How you doing?
Good.
Pretty good. Obviously enjoying what the Falcons were able to do against the Cowboys, looking ahead to the game this weekend against the Saints as well. Do want to touch on the deadline really quickly. What do you think the main reason was for the Falcons standing pat yesterday afternoon?
Well, it's probably a variety of reasons why they weren't able to get a guy. I'm sure they were, and I know, having talked to Terry, that they were, you know, they were looking at stuff, but it wasn't that they weren't active. They were looking and seeing what fit. Certainly last weekend, getting three sacks helped out with maybe your feeling about what's going on the defensive side of the ball against Dallas. But I do think that, you know, you got to match it with, are you willing to give away some of your draft capital? What's it look like from a salary cap standpoint? Mm-hmm. Those kind of things. And then who was available? Who were the guys that were on the block? And so some of them were a little bit too high priced, I think, for the Falcons' taste. And some of them they didn't feel like was any better than what they had here. So you kind of stay status quo.
Fair question, Dave. We just talked about that right before you got it on. How deep is this Falcons defensive line? Talking about from end to end, the rotation. How deep is it, Dave?
Well, what they're rotating right now, Randy, you know as well as I do, they're rotating from an interior standpoint. You got Onyemata, Jarrett, mm-hmm. Street, and Goldman are the guys that are rotating in the interior. Okay. Did I miss somebody there? Ruka Roro's out.
Hurt, yeah.
So, and then on the perimeter, you're talking about rotating potentially, you know, five techniques. And Randy, I'll let you dive into all the jargon, but you're rotating some five techniques with the stand-up linebackers. So, you know, Harrison fought factors into that five technique type player that's playing the edge some. They've played him inside some. And then you got the Ebikades, and obviously Renzo Carter's out, but Judon. You've got James Smith-Williams, who's banged up now. Mm-hmm. So from a depth standpoint, it's going to get tested, and maybe that's to your point,
yeah,
of who's going to step up on the outside. Now, the ability that Troy Anderson is probably going to be able to be available to you this weekend allows you to do some different stuff with Caden Ellis. Now, Ellis becomes maybe a guy that you can use on the perimeter some, to help out with some of the guys that are banged up. So I do think their versatility at linebacker helps them some. Rashawn Evans being re-signed on the practice squad. He's a guy that had 135 tackles for you 2 years ago.
He's a guy that
certainly could plug in right away. So I think there's some depth, but I think that was one of the reasons why they built their roster with the versatility of defensive linemen. And like, you know, Brandon Dorlus, who has not played yet, Dorlus is a guy that you could certainly insert as a five technique guy and could play the edge maybe in the run game on first and second down, and then maybe even rotate inside and rush the pass or some for you. So I think there's some versatility to the young guy there. So I do think that they built a roster to kind of be able to flow to different positions.
Dave Archer joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, talking some Falcons football as we do with him on Wednesdays at this time. Caden Ellis with a really nice performance on Sunday. 13 tackles, 8 solo, had a sack, couple tackles for loss. Were they using him slightly differently? Were they lining him up differently or deploying him differently? It was really good to see him play the way that he did.
Yeah, I didn't notice, Andy, that he was playing any differently. You know, they've got him essentially a middle linebacker. There's two of them usually on the field at the same time, unless they go to nickel, and then you get rotated defensive back in there, and they've got a dime linebacker you know, Kevin King or somebody that's playing in that linebacker depth area on the interior. But they like to walk him up in the gap, and he and Landman play some games as to who's coming, who's not coming. Usually Ellis is the guy that's going to come. He's a little bit more accomplished in rushing the passer. He seems to be able to negotiate either a guard or a back when it comes to trying to get him blocked. I thought he was extremely good in reading plays. He had a huge play in the opening series of downs you guys may have talked about. You know, Dallas comes out and gets, what, three plays in a row of run after catch. You think, oh, my goodness, this could be a long day. Then they try to run the football inexplainably. They try to run it for no gain. And then they go to a three-count screen. Cade Ellis makes a play behind the line of scrimmage for about a two-yard loss. It was a huge play in that drive that stunted that drive and forced Dallas to kick a field goal. And he, from that point on, he made a bunch of plays like that. You mentioned 13 tackles. He was extremely active.
Hey, did they do anything to take Kyle away, or was it just more this how the game kind of flowed, Dave?
Yeah, that was a mystery to me too, Randy. I mean, that's the tight end coming out. You know, where the hell are my catches? You know, so you know, I think they used him a little bit, you know, in protection to a certain extent, and that didn't work out very well as Lawson ran right by him to get a sack. That's that old slide protection. I know you used to love that.
Yeah, Randy, Dave, but I got a question. But the thing about it was is that back was always, we knew he was on the outside shoulder, and this time the back wasn't there.
Well, I'm sure there was a discussion with the back and Kyle Pitts after that, saying, dude, I thought you were going to help chip it. I was sitting to the inside. I was going to let you chip that outside edge, and I didn't get that help I was expecting. So, yeah, that's a discussion that you probably had many, many times with your back. But I don't know that anything stuck out to me as the reason why Kyle didn't catch the ball. Obviously, Kurt was extremely efficient, completed 19 to 24 passes. He distributed it to three different guys for touchdowns and his outside receivers. So, I'm not sure that it was from a game plan standpoint that was something that kept him from getting the ball.
I thought this to myself when I was watching the game on Sunday and Mooney caught that touchdown pass on fourth down. And the Falcons, they've been good on fourth down this year. I didn't realize how good. I've seen the stat now. They're 11 for 15, 73% on fourth down.
Obviously
that's amazing. It maybe even better than is realistic, but that's what their number is right now. What do you think goes into them having that level of success on fourth down?
Well, I think certainly when to do it in gut feel and certainly Raheem communicating with Zach to set it up. Because if you notice, it's not third and nine, third and – or fourth and nine, fourth and ten.
Right.
It's fourth and two, fourth and three, fourth and four. And if you look at the play prior to, there's something has been called to put you in that position to give you a chance. And I think that's been the cool part about it, is they've set up the opportunity to make it a realistic – opportunity to go to get it. Now the touchdown, I don't know what McCarthy was doing, because I'm not sure the play that they went with Atlanta was called originally. McCarthy ran down the line of scrimmage as Atlanta was going to go for it and burned a timeout. And then when they came back out, Zimmer goes zero coverage and comes after Atlanta. Well, Atlanta's got is anticipating zero, and they've got a bunch looked at right side. You guys saw it, how it played out. The execution was perfect. And Mooney's right down the sideline. Kirk puts it on him. So maybe McCarthy overthought that one. I thought the second one, the second conversion was one that was even maybe more impressive. Mooney's got a double move on the right side. He hitches and goes, and then it's a back shoulder fade stop. And Kirk let that go well before Mooney came out of the break, which you're going to have to do with tight coverage. And Mooney makes a circus grab along the sideline to extend the drive. And that goes into what you're seeing with Mooney and Kirk. I think that we knew Mooney could run. We knew he'd blow the top off the coverage. We knew he could run after catch. He almost got away on a hitch route and turned into a monster play. But I didn't know about his route running. I don't know about you, Randy.
He's
you
nice
knew
with it.
That he, oh, my God, the guy is – you talk about manipulating coverage now with routes, whether the guy's outside technique playing zone or he bounces inside. And, man, he has the ability to manipulate that guy. And Kirk really – is seeing him and reading that well. They're really on the same page. That's been fun to watch.
Dave, they got I don't want to say broken, but you got your rival.
Wounded team
going down to New Orleans. I mean, obviously, they're bad, Dave. I mean, they lost their best player, one of their best players on defense. They traded him away yesterday. I mean, they still got some solid players around. But, I mean, what is it about this game? And Dave, you know ball as good as anybody, and we call it that new coach energy. How do you not get sucked into that new coach energy, even though they are wounded as they are?
Yeah, it's a good point, Randy. You go back to this team here in Atlanta when they changed coaches when Q was let go after an 0-5 start. And who took over? Raheem Morris. And what'd we do? We beat the hell out of Minnesota that next weekend. Beat them like 40-20.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Or something like that, and we won three of our next four games. But you know that there's an energy that comes in with a coach, but there's also a threatening of your job. You know, remember how this works, Randy, where I'm now playing for my job either here in New Orleans or someplace else, and I think that's the thing that comes to mind. It's almost a slap in the face of the player saying, listen, it's not for long in this business. We just fired your head coach. If you're not willing to put the effort forward, you're not willing to play at a certain level, we can find somebody else, or we'll go find somebody else, and you won't be in the league anymore. Those paychecks quit coming in, and you don't get a chance to be a part of the league anymore. So that's real, and it kind of becomes real when something like that happens to your coach. But this is a different one, too, because it's a rivalry game. These two teams, I played in games with these two teams where we're trying to see who was going to finish in the bottom of the league, let alone the top of the league. And we're trying to put them there, not us. And so that was part of it as far as the rivalry goes. Now, there'll be no bags on the heads at this game. These Saint fans don't like Falcon fans, and neither do it's vice versa. So there's that element to it as well. But I just think that the whole pride – I know pride factor comes up, and sometimes the fans go, well, what does that really mean? Well, I just tried to explain that you're signing your name to every time you're on video. Every time you're on tape, you're signing your name to that performance. And that's being watched by the other 32 teams or other 30 teams in the league. 31 teams, whoever, you know, are taking a look at it. So there's a lot to that. And so I think, yeah, they're a wounded animal. I don't know how they lost to Carolina. I mean, they had almost 450 yards of offense in the game. They didn't convert on third down. If you go back, and here's one stat for you guys. Their first four games, they were 2-2. They were converting 53% of the time on third down on offense. The last five games, they're converting 28% of the time. Ooh. They converted 33% of the time this last weekend against Carolina. They were 2-for-16 against Denver against the Chargers a couple weeks ago. Yeah, they've struggled on the money down.
And they're 0-5 in those five games as well.
Yeah.
Arch, we appreciate the time
as always. Appreciate it, Dave.
Good to be with you guys. We still got to defend to Kamara, and that dude's still running the rock.
So yes,
get ready, buckle your chin strap. This is what your kind of game, man. You love these kind of games.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it, man.
Between the hedges right here.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.